Monologue 1.
You know, a lot of people find this sort of situation quite frightening. Terrifying, in fact. Anyway, the light's still on. Oh, spoke too soon. What is happening, I wonder? And the trouble is, I'm not sure there's anyone left in the building now. I'll try the telephone again, if you like, but I should think it's not working. And as I say, I'm not sure even if it is, there'll be anybody there. Now, this bottom button's the alarm, I seem to remember. No, it doesn't ring. Can't, I suppose, if there's no power. There is that little seat in the corner, you know, if you'd like to sit on it. Oh, no, sorry, that corner. Ouch! No, it's nothing. Just my foot. My fault entirely. Well, you can tell I know this thing pretty well. Should do. I've worked here for 20 years. Never replaced it. Well, they service it, of course. I'm afraid I haven't got any sandwiches or anything. I do have some on the way up, of course. Well, the canteen isn't very exciting, is it? And it's very expensive, don't you think? We're supposed to be going to the theatre, actually. Ballet. Used not to like ballet. But somehow I seem to be getting used to the idea in my old age. Prefer it to opera in many ways. Alice has always been keen, of course. Oh, one thing to remember is that there's no problem about air. Well, you can feel the draught yourself, can't you? One advantage in being old-fashioned, I suppose. I say, aren't you what's-his-name's new secretary? He's a lucky chap. You should see mine. Anyway, shall we both just give one more shout?